Simon & Schuster Audio presents Fly Away Home by Jennifer Weiner. Read by Judith Light.
Part 1. Something About Love. Sylvie. Breakfast in five-star hotels was always the same. This was what Sylvie Surfer Woodruff thought as the elevator descended from the sixth floor and opened onto the gleaming expanse of the lobby of the Four Seasons in Philadelphia. After 32 years of marriage, 14 of them as the wife of the senior senator from New York, after visits to six continents and some of the major cities of the world, perhaps she should have been able to come up with something more profound about human nature and common ground and the ties that bind us all. But there it was, her very own insight. Maybe it wasn't much, but it wasn't nothing. If pressed, Sylvie also had some very profound and trenchant observations to make about executive airport lounges. She took a deep breath, uncomfortably aware of the way the waistband of her skirt dug into her midriff. Then she slipped her hand into her husband's and walked beside him, past the reception desk toward the restaurant, thinking that it was a good thing, a reassuring thing, that no matter where you were, London or Los Angeles or Dubai, if you were in a good hotel, a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton, and these days when she and Richard traveled, they were almost always in a Four Seasons or a Ritz-Carlton, your breakfast would never surprise you. There would be menus, offered today by a girl in a trim black suit, who stood behind a podium in the plushly carpeted entryway, beaming at the patrons as if their arrival represented the very pinnacle of her day and possibly of her lifetime. Richard would wave the menus away. "We'll do the buffet," he'd announce, without asking whether there was one. There always was. "Of course, sir," their waiter, or the maitre d', or today's black-suited girl would murmur in approval. They'd be led through a richly appointed room, past the heavy silk drapes, elaborately tasseled and tied, past mahogany sideboards and expensively dressed diners murmuring over their coffee. Richard would deposit his briefcase and his newspapers at their table, and then they'd proceed to the buffet. There'd be an assortment of fresh fruit, slices.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?